this Brainy Day 5K and 10K this Saturday. I got a chance to do the preview course, and well, Veronica Constantine, you led the way. I was right behind you. Did you feel me panting?
I felt the pressure.
The pressure.
You kept me honest.
Oh, there we are. A formal introduction. Veronica Constantine, thank you. I trust one of the founders of this Brainy Day 5K, 10K.
Yep, I sure am. I'm the founder of the, yeah.
Yes. And Kevin Curley, we'll call you race director then.
Yes, this year I am. Yeah, it's been fun.
Didn't you have, you had family, you were in charge of the family on this past Wednesday, right?
I was, yeah. I had, I got to take care of all the kids while everyone got to run, so it was fun.
It's an important role.
Yeah, it is an important role.
Yes, but not for this Saturday. Your role is most likely to share those opening comments and to welcome us into a very unique but really cool trail run. So Veronica, remind us again of the inception.
Yeah, so back in 2007, I got very ill and was diagnosed with hydrocephalus, which is too much fluid in my brain. So I went through a couple of surgeries, and during all of that, thought to myself, it'd be really awesome to do something to give back to those who are struggling with similar health issues. And the idea of Brainy Day was formed, and we had a race that summer with 44 runners and a toilet paper finish line. And then we've come to where we are today with a new race director and with great growth, so it's pretty exciting.
All right, one may not understand what a toilet paper race finish would be. Is that where you, the first person across is going to break that toilet paper?
That's what it was, and my brother had his stopwatch and a notebook to record the time, so we sure have come a long way.
Well, congratulations on that, and cut to the chase. I trust proceeds from every run continue to fund opportunities that that will aid future Veronicas.
Yes, and this year, for the first time, we're supporting the Brainy Day Fund, so we've become our own nonprofit, so we've got some great local impact ideas that are up and coming, and we're pretty excited about that. So, so we just continue to grow and to exceed my expectations.
Nice. All right, Kevin, when and where specifically this weekend?
So the race is off 124th Avenue in Nunica. We start bright and early. The 5K starts at 7:30, and then you actually have opportunity to run both races. The 10K will start at 8:30. So, right now online registration is closed, but we are doing race day registrations, and that'll open at 6 a.m.
Is the 5K still open to participants?
Yeah, everything is open right now.
Still open.
Yeah. Yep.
Right, awesome. And this is a trail run, Veronica.
It is. My husband's the genius behind the trail, the course that we go out on. It's quite an adventure. I always tell people who've never done trail runs, the 5K is a great starter course. It's very interesting. You won't get bored out there. It's beautiful. Take your breath away in more than one way. And then the 10K is for maybe the more experienced trail runner. It's a good challenge. There's some additional rolling hills, and that one always leaves me out of breath. And I run it often, so it's a good challenge for people who are maybe the more experienced trail runners. And obviously the doubles for the really, ambitious runner, or people who need to get in a longer run for the day, you know.
And there is a difference, not to scare anybody away, but there's the difference between running a flat road and a trail, Kevin.
Yes, I think you just have to you have to go a little bit slower. Take your time. But we do a really good job with course maintenance. I mean, you were out there.
Yes, you had pretty much every stick highlighted.
Yes. Yeah. We want to make sure that no one, there's, we want to have people enjoy the race, right? That's the only way we're going to be able to continue and grow. And having a good race experience, really enjoying that you're going to come out. We have a lot of people coming from we have Ludington, Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids, Lansing. We've got a lot of, this year is sort of our year of growth. I think the average person is coming in, I think from 25 miles away is the average distance. So the goal was to really try to grow it, to see the opportunity if we could do that. And I think we've done that. We've had a lot of great support from sponsors to help us get there. That's sort of our goal. Our goal on race day is all about the race experience, so that people will want to come back next year.
Well, and have beer, runners will come. let's talk a little bit about what is perhaps drawing more and more, not only certainly proceeds to a good cause, a fun run, because I think it's in your backyard, right, Veronica?
It is, yeah.
So you'll get your feel of, again, some cool country land, plus that finisher medal and after party.
Yeah, so this year we have, for the first time, we're going to do finisher medals. We sort of had a survey, we talked to people about it, and looked at a lot of what the other races in the area were doing, and finisher medals seems to be kind of the game changer in a lot of ways. So if you finish the 5K or the 10K, or you do both, you get a unique finisher medal for that. We have...
Did you bring a sample in?
I did.
Well, whip her out, okay, as they say, and I'm going to take a picture. You know what? There is nothing like a medal at the end of the race. I mean, I hate to say it, but... Yeah.
Well, and it's pretty spectacular. We did a great job coming up with an original design that really captures, you know, what we're all about. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah. The idea was we actually partnered with someone who works with the Grand Rapids Tri, John Conkling. He does Driven Threads. Yes. And so he actually...
Team Stellafly.
yeah, and he's actually coming out to the race. But we tried to talk to him and said, hey, we've always kind of struggled with what our image is. We've gone through a couple different versions. Mm-hmm. And so he came up with this design. I think it's really been a real driver for, you know, being able to rally around. It's helped with a lot of things. We had... Outfront Media donate a bunch of billboards. So I don't know if people have been seeing those driving around, but our brain logo has been really standing out. We've been getting calls from people going, yeah, I saw your billboard. So that's kind of really exciting. We're doing packet pickup this year, which is hopefully will make race day a little easier. So we're doing that at Turks Inn in Nunica on Thursday from 4 to 7. So I'm hoping that people take advantage of that. I think we're doing a drink special, and so that'll make it a little bit easier on race day. There are a couple different things that we're really trying to do to make the overall experience. And then, Oddside Ales said they want to come and support a post-race party. So, yeah, it's a little, you know, I feel, you know, there's no bad time to have a beer, especially after a long trail run. But between that and we're having Papa Murphy's is bacon pizzas. So on site.
Beer, yep. Pizza, running, good people. yep.
So it should be a good times. I mean, we've had a lot of support, but we've got 230 people running the 5K, 130 people running the 10K. And that's huge growth. Really exciting. So we'll see how race day goes. I'm hoping we get another 50 or so people to come. Maybe it'll be more.
Yeah, again, I've run your race and certainly was at the preview last week, so it's a testament that this is a fun time. Veronica, how is life today? Again, this all comes from a challenge that you had.
Yeah, so thankfully I lead a very full life, and I haven't had any additional complications since that first year. So I feel very fortunate, very blessed to be able to do these types of things. I ran the Fremont Triathlon last weekend. I'm going to be running the double this year, thanks to Kevin stepping up and becoming the race director. So that's exciting. So I'm able to lead a very full and rewarding life. So I'm very thankful for that. But I know there are a lot of people out there who that's not their experience with hydrocephalus. They're in and out of the hospital. They're having additional surgeries, complications, and sometimes it even leads to death. So it is a very serious condition, and it's a chronic condition. It's not one that you cure. Mine is just well managed by my shunt, but I still have hydrocephalus, you know, and at any time, if my shunt malfunctioned, I could have health problems again. So,
and again, funds are going to, there's a nonprofit, yes?
Yeah, so a couple of, 2015, we established the Brainy Day Fund, and the last couple of years, we've sort of been trying to figure out how best to utilize those resources, because in the past we were donating to different organizations without really knowing what the impact it was, and we were raising significant amount of money. So now we support mainly three programs. We just started a new program. There's a camp outside of Washington, D.C. called Camp Headstrong, and it's for 10 to 17 year olds with hydrocephalus. And so we're partnering with them to help families in Michigan and in the Midwest be able to send their kids to this camp. And so it's once a year. They just had it. That's one of the programs. We have other programs. We'd like to support more research grants. And we'd like to be able to support kids, families who have kids with hydrocephalus going to school with any college grants. So those are things, scholarships. I think those are kind of the three things that we're able to do. just because of with HIPAA laws, it's hard to kind of get that direct support. But these are programs that I think will help alleviate some of the financial burden that some of these families have to deal with. But the camp is really something that I think will resonate well with us. I think, you know, Veronica sends her own kids to camp. I think the idea of being able to do that, they've invited us to attend the camp. So they've been really, really supportive in that. And it's tied into a national program. So I'm hoping that our goal is that we can kind of have more of an effect for families in Michigan and really kind of drive that enthusiasm. And really kind of, that's where this race really is the catalyst for that. You know, we're trying to raise money to do these programs.
And awareness too.
So the national organization is actually going to help us connect with some of the local doctors, some of the local neurologists, and just let them know that we are available for their families. So
awesome. Describe the race shirt. That's important as well.
Yeah. So the race shirts are a little bit, we did a couple different things. We have a t-shirt, we have a long sleeve, and we also have a beach hoodie, which I think on the lake shore is kind of nice, you know. The long sleeve has reflective ink on the back. So I think, you know, for all of us that run a lot in the winter, reflective ink is not bad. Now, make sure you have other reflective gear, right? You don't?
Right.
Yes. But the other thing is that we have two versions. We have one that says Brainy Day Trail Run, and then we have another version that says No More BS. And it's a national campaign that stands for No More Brain Surgeries. That's the deal with hydrocephalus, right?
The best treatment option available is brain surgery. So if you're facing a diagnosis like I was, you know, 11 years ago, that's the option. You're looking at having one, if not, I ended up having two brain surgeries because I was diagnosed on a Friday night and they didn't have a full surgery team. So,
and doing the math, you were an adult with this onset. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, and this affects children, but you can think about it. It's not uncommon for kids to have more brain surgeries than birthdays. And so that's what the whole national campaign is, to make sure that we can reduce the number of brain surgeries. They were saying that at the most recent Camp Headstrong, between the staff, the counselors, and the participants, the campers, there was 116 brain surgeries. And in two cases, the campers didn't know how many brain surgeries they had had. So the idea is they're hoping next year they can have more campers than brain surgeries. And so that's where the No More BS campaign comes. And we have shirts that have that on the back. It's a little bit provocative, I think. But I think if people see it at a race, they'll come up to you and say, hey, what is that? And it allows for you to educate them as well.
Yes. Well, let's put an end to this by participating in a race where proceeds go to that cause, the Brainy Day 5K, 10K this Saturday. Your final comment, Veronica?
I would just like to invite everybody out to join us, even if you're not already registered. We'll be on site, like Kevin mentioned, at 6 o'clock, getting people registered and taken care of. So come out and check out the trail. I think you will have a good time. The one other thing, dogs are invited to the 5K, which is unique for our race. A lot of races discourage dogs, and we actually have a separate division.
Oh, cool.
So I would also invite you to bring your pooch along with you if they run with you. We don't want you to bring them for their first run at Brainy Day. We want it to be dogs that are used to running.
No. Scout will be there?
Scout will be there. Yes, my 12-year-old is running with Scout, so they're pretty excited.
That's nice.
We have top three awards that are pretty significant. So we have cash prizes for the top three overall. We also are giving a 24-ounce glass stein with our logo. Oddsides has a stein night, so we wanted to partner with that. And we also have a cool custom award.
Okay. Get that award out. I'll give you another 30 seconds on that one because it's sometimes
so
small.
We took some wood from the and had it laser engraved with the logo, so it's pretty cool. So that will be given to the top three as well. And then we have age group awards on top of the finisher medals.
Awesome. Best way to find it.
Oh, all of the age awards are from Melamus Farm Market, which is right next door to the race.
Staying local. How do I register one more time?
just come out to the race. Registration opens at 6 o'clock. The pricing is 5K is $32, the 10K is $37, and you can run both for $42.
Oh, run both. Or not. Rainy Day 5K, 10K. Thanks, Veronica and Kevin.
Thank you.